Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
Spring break's about to kick off.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you're packing up, getting the car all ready to go, getting all your girlfriends together, and headed off to some beach to have a bunch of fun and do things that you don't want to tell your parents about.
Sure, I'm sure that's what everybody's doing. I remember when it was my senior year and it was spring break, and one of the girls in the class who was a little bit on the naughtier side,
yeah,
you know, for a small private Christian school, invited me to go with her to spring break. And I didn't want to look like a nerd and say no, right? But I was so relieved when my parents said no, I couldn't go. And then I could blame it on them.
You didn't want to go?
I was scared. Because you do hear about all the horrible, nasty things that happen with high school kids at spring break. Yeah. Boys in the hotel rooms, everybody's drunk and naked. I was scared to be around that. So when my parents said no, I was like, oh, thank God. Because I didn't have to tell her, I don't want to go. I'm too scared to go. My parents are so mean and awful. They won't let me go.
Along those lines, Kelly, I have some spring break stats. When teens travel to another country during spring break.
How many make it back?
Well, most of them make it back.
Okay. Most of them. That's the operative word. Most of them.
About 2,600 Americans are arrested on spring break. So
I'm telling you,
be careful
know.
When you travel to another country.
I think I had a healthy fear of spring break.
Yeah. I had friends get arrested, I think.
I had friends get arrested.
Spring break was different, like end of high school and college, than it is for me now.
Yes, now it's much more chill.
I never got to take a spring break trip except for one year when I had gotten into radio and they sent us down to Rosarito, which is south of Tijuana, Baja California.
Did you see some stuff you can't unsee?
The guy that hired us to go down there and host for the week, he ended up getting kidnapped like 2 months later.
See? And then 2 months later.
Yeah. Oh. Not while we were there, but he got kidnapped like 2 months later and then he got thrown out of the car while it was moving.
Wow.
He survived.
That's cool. A hardcore.
I mean, nothing
break.
Happened to me, but
yeah.
You going anywhere, Kelly?
No, I'm doing this. You know what? I'm such a nerd. I look at the prices of everything and how expensive everything is to go someplace and to fly and the hotel.
Yeah,
I'm just staying home and
you're
going.
Rich.
I know. Why do you think I'm rich? I don't spend any of my money.
Kelly, the other day she was like, "I'm gonna take him with Kelly somewhere. I'm gonna go somewhere for spring break." And then yesterday I asked her, and she goes, my frugality got the best of me.
I couldn't fork that kind of cash out.
We had to cut the party music for you, Kelly. Sorry.
I'm sorry, because I'm not a party person.
Yeah.
There's so much to do here. There's museums, there's parks, there's playgrounds.
It's spring break.
Emma Kelly you know what Emma Kelly wants to do? She wants to spend time with me.
I get that.
And that's flat out what she said.
Because
everybody's trying to schedule. There's a lot of people
doing
staycations. And they want Emma Kelly, can we do a play date? Can we take her to the park and that? And Emma Kelly got really upset one night. And she says, Mommy, I've got so much to do on spring break, and I just want to spend time with you.
Oh,
you know,
that's cute.
See, since
that's
I've been
so
staying
sweet.
Home and just getting things taken care of, and for us sleeping past 3 a.m. is nice.
Yeah, Jenna, where are you going?
I'm leaving today, this morning actually, and I'm going to Newport. I'm going close to your home, JC. Newport, California. Mm-hmm.
Is there a difference between Newport and Newport Beach?
I think there's a Newport, Rhode Island. Yeah, Newport Beach. I'm going I'm going to California just for a long weekend.
That's what my buddy got married in Newport, Rhode Island when he sent us hey, the wedding's in Newport.
Oh,
I got
Jenna.
So excited.
Maybe Jenna can get some ideas. The wedding capital of California, everybody knows, is Newport Beach.
No, it ended up being Newport, Rhode Island, though.
Don't throw that out there like that right now. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. So then I'm toying with the idea of going to South by Southwest, the music and film festival in Austin next week. But
yeah, I was invited to go there. I said, don't you remember the last time I went to a music festival? Are you crazy?
Kelly hates music festivals.
Oh. Fun.
Then you have something in common with Brenna, because Brenna, are you going to South by Southwest?
Yes, I'm going for the first time.
First time ever?
And actually, yes, first time ever. And the funniest thing is I just graduated college, and I've never done anything like this for spring break. And I just started my career. So, I mean, this is the perfect time.
I'll tell you what, the best time I ever had at South by Southwest is awesome. And the best time I ever had was the year I graduated college, and I did it because it wasn't like the normal spring break. And it's crowded, but it's so fun. There's music everywhere. Everyone's in a good mood. There's so much to do.
Well, that's why I'm not going.
Yeah. Doesn't
I don't
like
want to ruin everyone's good mood.
What was that festival you went to again?
Fun.
And you had no fun?
No fun.
There were three funs in Kelly's festival. Well, have fun, Brenna.
Have fun, Brenna.
Yeah, Brenna, who are you going to go see?
You.
Who are you excited about seeing?
You know, I'm excited to go see new artists as well as ASAP Mob, and I heard Schoolboy Q's
going to
be there.
There
yes,
you go.
Yes.
Well, keep an eye out for Jenna if you see her passed out on the ground or something. Take a picture for us.
I wish I was that fun. Yeah. Yeah.
I would only want to go because Andy Cohen's there with Watch What Happens Live. He's doing his show from there.
Oh, is he really?
For the week, yeah.
This is the fun part about South By. There's something for everyone. I mean, there's showcases of rap, and you get like 30 minutes of each person. And a lot of people will be there that are going to be, you know, a few years from now, you're going to go.
Yeah.
They're the biggest band in the world.
That's where they start.
And right now they'll play for 30 people. Yeah.
Nobody want to ask me what I'm doing?
Oh, yeah. JC, what are you doing?
Oh man. Thanks for asking. So much. I'm going to Home Depot to buy a new shower handle because ours broke.
You're doing the honeydews.
Oh, man. Then I might do a little drywall because Casey and I were playing football and I slipped on a rug. So we got a little bit of hole to patch up. So, man. So many activities going on this spring break.
You got a lot of time for those activities.
Might mow the lawn. Shout out. And then that's about it.
Wow.
Lawn mowing, Home Depot, and drywall.
Just keeping it real on my spring break.
Man, you know you're married with kids when?
Wait to have children, people. Get all your fun out. All right. Please.
All right, well, let's see what people are doing for fun.
Kelly, what are you up to this spring break?
I am actually going to Austin, Texas for the first time as well, and I'm very excited.
Did you know you're going on the most crowded week of the year?
No, I had no clue. I'm actually going to help my cousin move back to where I live. So I did not know there was a music festival.
Yeah.
This is like a music festival on steroids.
Yeah, don't go down there and think that there's a bunch of skunks around there. It's something else, okay? So don't go tell them.
I'm a little nervous.
No, you'll have
you
fun.
Should be. There's lots of sinning going on
no,
in Austin.
No, nothing to be nervous about.
South by Southwest.
Just crowded.
Are there any tips you can give me?
Any tips?
Jenna?
Yeah, on how to handle it. Yeah.
Pray a lot and stay in the Word.
Yeah, just pray. Yes, don't drive. Take the pedicabs everywhere. They're everywhere, and it's awesome.
Yeah, we should give
you gotta get in the back of the bicycle taxi.
This is your spring break music right here.
That's right.
Yes.
Church is still open in Austin during South by Southwest.
Yeah. Go check out, like, Travis. Walk around.
But most importantly, go to church.
Okay.
That's what spring break's all about.
Mm-hmm.
Going to church.
Cleanse your spirit.
Man. All right.
Probably have a good shower after that, too.
Have fun, Kelly. A good shower.
Y'all think I'm joking.
I know you're not joking.
You should have seen me at Fun. It was...
That's different, though.
It was bad.
You're out in the field. This is like... It's just...
It's not in the field?
No, this is... These events are... At bars and music venues.
Oh, I can handle that
a
little bit better.
Yeah.
I can handle going to a bar. I just don't like... The thing I didn't like about the Outdoor Music Festival is people were just like season out and have... Like some girl had some bad trip and strangers were having to help calm her down.
There
were porta potties everywhere. They were selling drug paraphernalia. And I was just like, where am I? And you know it's just not me.
Kelly, that's for tobacco.
We need Kelly to be the spokesperson for every music festival.
Ugh.
But there are porta potties everywhere.
It was disgusting. I had to
not drink. Smoke a pot.
I had to not drink liquids for fear I'd have to use the bathroom.
Oh my gosh.
Cassidy, ¿qué vas a hacer tú?
Hi.
En español, you're going to Guatemala, so you gotta speak a little Spanish.
What are you doing, Cassidy?
I'm gonna go to Guatemala for a dental hygiene mission trip.
Aww.
How's your Spanish?
It's okay. I can say, like, open your mouth and close your mouth.
Oh, go ahead.
And rinse. You need to learn how to say rinse and spit.
Yeah, escupe. Well,
that's
have fun.
Awesome.
Have fun doing,
time doing that.
Have fun with the teeth down there.
That could be a life-changing event.
All right. Thank you, Cassidy. Monica, what you doing, Mon?
Yes.
Where are you going, Mon?
Oh, I'm going to on a cruise to Jamaica and to the Grand Cayman Islands.
Ooh.
You're going to Jamaica?
Yes, it's my son's senior year, and we are taking him on a big trip.
Are you going to do a Jamaican accent the whole time? Because I'm sure your son would love that.
Oh, no. No, my son could probably do one, but I can't.
So I'm just imagining, this is spring break, so it's probably going to be a cruise filled with a ton of kids. Have you ever been on a cruise before?
Yes, I have. And actually, we went about 2 years ago, and my kids loved it because there was a ton of kids there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, y'all have fun.
I have a 13-year-old and my 13-year-old and my 17-year-old. So we're going to have a good time.
That 13-year-old.
You going to say things?
Monica, practice your Jamaican accent, man. Go ahead. Give it to me, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's good. It's a start.
I don't know how to do accents.
I feel like your son's just going to be saying, oh, mom.
Monica, neither do we. You just do it.
Yeah, Jenna, do it with confidence.
Show her how it's done, Jenna.
Do it with confidence.
A Jamaican. Hey, mom, I want, give me a red stripe and the ganja. I don't know what else to say in Jamaican.
Red stripe and ganja.
Well,
that's what goes on in Jamaica. You drink a red stripe.
You can go ride jet skis and stuff.
Yes, we're going to actually go swimming with the dolphins.
See?
Ooh.
Wow. Tell Ryan Tannehill I say hello.
Who?
He's a dolphin.
But
that was a football joke.
I didn't get it.
Right over Kelly's head. Because, come on, Ryan Tannehill? You don't know that?
I don't know who Ryan Tannehill is.
Come on, Kelly. If I had my my joke jingle, I would play it right there. Going backstage at a concert is something everybody
wants. Say a joke before you can play the jingle.
That was funny. Ryan Tannehill's a funny joke. Going backstage at a concert is something everybody wants to do, right?
Yeah.
With our job, we're lucky enough to go backstage, and we'll tell you this. Nothing's happening. Nothing. It is practically a ghost town.
It is a ghost town. Everyone's hiding.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Let's get ready for school. Let's get ready for school. Let's get ready for school today.
Good morning, class. I know everybody's so excited because next week is spring break. And I just want to know if anyone has any big plans for your week off.
Hi, Mrs. Raspberry.
Ms. Maybe you guys could spend your week off learning that and get it right before you, well, most of you, go into the fifth grade. Oh. Got a strong feeling at least one of you is going to be sitting in the same chair again next year.
Well, Miss K. Swizzle, my whizzle, you bet your bizzle I'll be here in the hizzle till you retire, izzle.
If that's the way you talk in real life, yes, you probably will drive me to retirement, Big Al.
Well, anyways, Mrs. Raspberry, I was trying to say before I was interrupted, I have big, big plans for the week off. We're taking the G6 and flying to L.A.
Yeah, private planes are nice, I guess, but I'm kind of partial to my Pimp Paula parked out back. I sell VH tapes out the back of the trunk. I'll give you a real deal, K-Raz.
Anyway, stop it, Al. My dad has set up a super special one-on-one performance for me with Austin Mahomes. I'm probably going to be Mrs. Mahomey when I come back from vacation. I'm going to get married before you do, Mrs. Raspberry.
Well, Jenna, I have been married. It didn't work out, but I was fortunate enough to become pregnant with my beautiful Emma Kelly when I was married, so really I'm okay with the way things turned out for me.
Mrs. Raspberry?
It's Ms.
That's what I said.
No, you didn't, but go ahead.
I have big plans for spring break, too. Do you want me to tell you about them?
Sure.
I'm finally going to have my extra pinky toe removed.
Pinky toe.
And then, as a reward for me being so brave and a hero amongst the six-toed children community, my third stepdad is going to take me to his ex-wife's trailer and let me go through the shoes the kids have outgrown, and I get to pick whatever pair I want.
Well,
gross.
Thank you, Shannon. I'll be trying to keep my lunch down the rest of the day now. JC, do you have any plans for spring break?
See, I'm going to the lake.
Well, that sounds like fun.
No, I'm going to Jenna's family lake house. They need a new irrigation system installed, USC, the juniper bushes need to be watered before it gets hot. Otherwise, the berries are not going to develop in the springtime.
Aw, so you're going to work during spring break?
Yeah. It's good money, though. I need to save for my rims.
But you don't have a car.
I know, but I hope someday I do. Like a nice El Camino, bright orange. It's got the Mexican flag on the side with the eagle flying, eating a snake. You know, just some place to call home and to sit back and relax.
Man, that sounds sick. That's dope. Check it. For spring break, you know where I'm going?
Well, Big Al, I think we've heard enough from you today.
Well, now that you ask, I'm going to head to Florida. You know, I hang out with my boy Flo Rida, and I'm going to go some Mexican.
You want to try again, Abigail?
Okay. I'm headed to Florida to go hang out with my boy Flo Rida, and I'm going to make some bank, too. Cha-ching!
Yeah, right. How are you going to make money in Florida on spring break?
Well, I'm going to be doing a little filming project of my own in the vein of Girls Gone.
Okay, Al, we don't need to hear that.
Yeah, I got the video camera, I got my boom box, I got a half bottle of Silver Goose in my book bag, K-Rev.
Silver Goose? Don't you mean Grey Goose?
I think so. Let's change page. No, it's a Silver Goose. See, my homeboy DeAndre makes it in a mop bucket, you know. Want to hit up the teacher's lounge and do a little rehearsal before math class, K-Raz? We could do a little long division, if you know what I mean.
Apparently, I don't know what that means, but that is quite enough, Big Al. Turn the music off. In fact, turn off the garden hose.
Sorry.
Go to the principal's office right now, but, you know, leave the vodka. Yeah. Class dismissed.
Yeah. Let's get ready for school. Let's get ready for school. Let's get ready for school today.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Well, it's that time of the week again, the time I love when we get to talk movies with Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com. I know we have a couple out this weekend, but Gray, before we get to that, we have to talk Oscars.
Ooh.
And were there any unexpected winners or shocking moments for you from the Oscars?
There weren't. I those winners were very predictable. I'm really happy that I was correct about 12 Years a Slave racing ahead of everyone and taking the Best Picture prize, because it was between just a couple few movies, as you guys know, and that one I think really deserved it. But I feel most sad for John Travolta, who messed up Idina Menzel's name.
Now, he seems... He's released a statement kind of trying to laugh it off, but, you know, you're hanging around celebrities more than we do. Do you think this really devastated him?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's so embarrassed. Not only did he treat another performer poorly and, you know, seemingly disrespectfully, but, I mean, he also feels like a total idiot. And my theory is that he was standing on that stage reading that huge teleprompter, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that in an instant, he remembered that he was responsible for Battlefield Earth. Right? And
yeah.
Then he just freaked out and he called her like Adele Dazeem.
Which sounds like a character from
Adele
Battleship.
Yeah.
I don't know. All you can do is laugh. I mean,
guess.
Just hope there's another scandal to replace this one soon. And
listen, John Travolta, where are your Satans now, huh?
Yeah, so you do feel the Academy made a good call picking 12 Years a Slave as Best Picture. I know the gossips out this week were saying some of the Academy members admit to voting for the movie without ever having seen it.
It doesn't surprise me a bit. In fact, I just talked about that. Someone argued that 12 Years would never win because people couldn't bear to watch it. And that is exactly my response. So I feel really validated right now. I thought that people would vote for it just because they wanted a movie like that to be honored with Best Picture. You know, and here's the thing. I don't support that kind of behavior from Academy voters at all, but I think it really did work out in their favor. They happened to be right this year. So that's lucky for them.
Well, great. Well, so we've got the Academies out of the way. Now we've got to talk about maybe potential award winners for next year.
Oh, don't get optimistic on me, girl.
Oh, really?
Well, you're saying 300 Rise of an Empire isn't Oscar worthy?
I am saying that. In fact, I will go on the record as saying that. But that's not why we want to see it. We want to see it because it's fun, violent, and there are plenty of washboard abs.
It's like the perfect movie for guys and girls to go together because guys like all the gore and then the girls like all those naked dudes with the six packs going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. You guys, everybody wins. So Feast 300 came out several years ago and everybody was really impressed because it was supposed to be kind of a throwaway movie and it ended up being really, really good and very cool looking and very violent. And so everybody's asking, could they possibly do it again with this sequel? And the answer is yes.
Whoa.
It's actually good?
It is good for the same reasons that the first one was good. And make no mistake, this has sequelitis in the respect that everything from the first one is present in this one, plus 40%. So if you like the slow-mo shots from the first one, well, you get twice as many now. And if you like the violence, then you get four times as much now. But ultimately, the only thing I would say is lacking is the storyline, because the first 300 is about 300 dudes that fight off a whole army by themselves,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Super cool, really heroic, and very, very fun to watch, and meaningful in kind of a lesser way, I guess, since you're watching essentially a graphic novel on the screen. But this one doesn't really have that. So it doesn't have that same kind of rah-rah, sis-boom-ba, yay, Sparta feel.
Right.
But I'm fine with that. And so there's something else, though, for people to watch in this movie that they did not get in the first movie.
What?
Eva Green.
Eva Green.
Ooh, she is James Bond's girlfriend from Casino Royale.
Okay.
Oh, Lordy. She is hot, hot, hot in this movie. She's like a warrior chick. She's tougher than any of those dudes without their shirts on. And I have three very special words for y'all that is going to help you understand why you need to see this movie.
Okay.
Angry sex scene.
Angry.
Oh, yeah.
And angry, by angry, you mean hot.
Mm-hmm. Totally hot and totally hate-filled.
So it's two people that don't like each other decided to let's get it done?
Uh-huh. And it's really good. I honestly think that this movie is hovering right on the brink of fresh. The first 300 was also 60%. I think this one might actually be the exact same score, if not really super close, which never happens.
So if you like the first one, odds are this is a good movie for you.
Totally.
All right. Well, the absolute opposite end of the spectrum is a family movie, Peabody and Sherman. And I'll tell you, my daughter saw the previews and it's like, I don't want to see it. But I'm hearing it's really good. Should I force her to go anyway?
The answer is yes, you should go force everyone to see this movie because not only is it a really good history lesson, it's hilarious and cute. And usually Hollywood totally blows these remakes. This was from The Rocky and Bullwinkle Show and everybody, you know what I mean? These normally are like totally flatline and stupid, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
They nailed it. This is a good movie. It's very cute. It's good for adults. It's very smart. In fact, I think adults might end up liking it a little bit more than kids.
Well, the voice of Peabody is the dad on Modern Family, right?
Exactly. Ty Burrell is the voice of Mr. Peabody. It's a pretty, those are large shoes to fill for anybody who's a fan, right?
Right.
Yes.
But he does a fantastic job. And I mean, really, really nails this whole thing. I just keep saying the word nail, which is creepy, but it's because I mentioned angry sex scene earlier.
Well, I'm going to force her to do it. I'm going to promise her a big old popcorn just for herself. She can have her own and then maybe she'll go with me.
Right.
That's really good. Well, here's the thing. There are plenty of butt jokes in it and stuff. Like, it's going to be fun for the kids, but you're also going to be very, very pleased with it. Now, side note, I think that, you know, you should make sure not to confuse this very PG-rated movie with togas with the R-rated movie with togas.
Which is what?
Which is the other one we just talked about.
300.
Oh, no. I thought there was like a fraternity party coming out or something.
He's like, oh, what?
I was like, there's
what
another
are you talking
one?
About?
Dudes and togas? That's just JC's thing.
I love toga parties.
So you need to make sure. PG is Mr. Peabody and Sherman. By the way, the only thing that would have made it better is an angry sex scene, but that's not this movie.
That'd be weird.
And the R-rated movie is 300 Rise of the Empire.
Okay, keep it straight, JC.
I will.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Don't mix them up.
So it's a positive weekend at the box office.
Yeah.
It really is. And you know what's funny is that 300 came out, the first 300 came out in March, It was supposed to just be this movie nobody cared about. And it was released in March, which was not a big month at the box office. But it was so popular that it made Hollywood understand that they could release movies in March and people would actually go outside to see them as the ground was thawing for spring.
Awesome. Well, Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com. If you want to read other reviews for movies that are out this weekend, that's where you can go to make your choice wisely. Thank you, Gray. We'll talk to you later.
Definitely, you guys. Talk to you next week.
Bye, Gray.
Bye.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back.
Thanks for chatting with us.
No, not at
We've
all.
We've been hanging out in your badass catering room. Were the Tootsie Rolls your idea? Because I ate most of them.
I've actually never seen a Tootsie Roll, and I had to unwrap one today to like pick
it up. Did you like it?
I didn't eat it, but I had like a little chew. I was like, okay, it's caramel.
Oh, okay.
It's chocolate. Yeah. Chocolatey caramel.
Did we just get some Lord Intel right there? You had never seen a Tootsie Roll?
Oh, I've never seen a lot of candy from over here.
Wow. We're sitting here with Lord, by the way.
Yeah. Second night of your tour. Congratulations on the reviews last night.
Oh, were they? I didn't see any.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
How about this? Yes, because before we came in, they actually just hit a couple hours ago, and I know you were in Austin. Rolling Stone, I know you say you don't like reading reviews, but do you when they say things like, Lord slays Austin?
Oh.
Or how about this? Lord enchants Austin.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah.
That's really, really nice.
We call that raving reviews.
So I read it for you. Yeah. Yeah, actually, thanks. I read the rest of it and everything.
You skimmed it. Yeah, I just gave me the best bits. That's good. Yeah, they were like the coolest crowd ever. They were so excited, like from the second my support came on, they were like, like, this is so cool. So,
you're like a religious experience for them.
I mean, for me too. Yeah. It was really fun.
Now, when was the first time you came to the States? It wasn't for the Grammys, was it?
No, first time was August of last year.
So you're pretty newbie to the States.
I'm pretty green, and I've only been to like New York, LA, like a couple other places. So like Texas is like.
It's a lot different.
In
the middle of the country.
It's big, and Texas itself is like its own country.
Texas, there's a specific like vibe, which I'm loving.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's very. I got given a cowboy hat. I'm rocking that.
Have you had any Tex-Mex yet?
No, I had barbecue for the first time. It was amazing. I'm a big like jerky barbecue sauce, yeah, like meat person. I was like, this is all my favorite things rolled into one.
So you just had barbecue for the first time. Uh-huh. You just had a nibble of a Tootsie Roll.
Little nibble, yeah.
What other candy do you need to try? Have you tried a Snickers?
Oh, we have Snickers in New Zealand.
Oh, you do have those? Yeah. I don't know what they import all the way
have
out there.
Have you had a Coca-Cola?
Have you tried water? You're 17 years old, and you just kicked off your tour. Are you still doing schoolwork and stuff? Or are you done? Because you're probably smarter than I am from what I've been gathering.
No. I mean, I'm kind of not really doing schoolwork right now. It's like, you know, it's been crazy. But the cool thing is, like, about doing something like this is the set of skills that I have now is, you know, kind of stuff you can't learn at school.
Yeah, right.
Like, I'm out there sitting at the lighting desk, sitting at the sound desk, you know, like, sorting out what's going on the screen, sorting out everything to do with this production. And, you know, it's right. Really
teaching
me a lot.
We got a chance to check out, you know, or overhear your sound check because we heard that you spent, like, 6 hours before your first show with you're
probably
like you're very
more.
Hands-on
I'm,
right
I'm hands-on to the point of everyone's like can we just go home but you know it makes for a better show in the end.
So the last time we kind of saw a really young artist doing something like that, at least over here for us in the States, was Taylor Swift, you know,
right.
That when we first interviewed her, I mean, she had her hand in the pot and everything in the best way possible. And I know you guys have kind of had this friendship come about recently. Is that something you guys talk about, like share ideas about what you're gonna do, you know, on your tour since you're both so hands-on?
Not really. Like I think, I don't know, the good thing about having friends in the industry is everyone's really understanding of each other's workloads, and we kind of just don't talk about work so much.
Was it weird that you get to see Taylor Swift performing in these huge arenas and you see her on television and then all of a sudden you blow up and then now Taylor's your friend and you guys are going shopping together?
I mean, it was weird for me becoming a little bit famous and like, you know, having people recognize me in the street and seeing myself on TV because I was like, I feel exactly the same. you know,
right.
But yet I put other famous people on their pedestals of like, oh my gosh, I'm so starstruck. This is a famous person. But I was like, I'm not famous. I'm just the same like freaky weirdo that I've always been. So like, why are you being weird? So, you
has
know,
the attention been, I mean, especially since the Grammys, congratulations on that, by
thank
the way,
you.
But has it been overwhelming?
People are pretty good. People are pretty respectful of me. I think because I'm like young, they don't want to like have me like freak out and just like go crazy.
Yeah, so. It's tough because people on the internet are not particularly nice.
No. Well, I mean, the internet is a different kettle of fish. People suck on the internet.
People do suck on the internet.
Right.
Do you handle that or do you just kind of ignore that at times or you just kill them with kindness?
I try to kind of ignore it. Some of it is really funny. Like a lot of the like people on Twitter who like try and get you to get angry about stuff. There was this really funny one the other day. I'm giving away a pair of tickets to every show on the tour just because
right.
I was like, you know, it's a cool thing to do. And someone was like, is that because you can't get them to sell? And I was like, actually, the whole tour sold out. No yeah. big deal. And they were like,
you just want to send them a picture of your Grammy. And by the way, I picked this up.
Okay. Yes.
I actually don't have my Grammy yet, but when I do, I will be taking a lot of selfies.
Oh, it's not ready yet?
No, I think they have to like get it engraved and then send it to you.
Do you have a credit card yet? Because I had read your interview with Interview Magazine that you were like, I don't have a credit card yet. And this is before I think you had even been on an airplane. So
I have a credit card, but all I buy with it is like iBooks and like, yeah, that's kind of it. I don't really.
Yeah, because you're not into shopping or anything. You're into records, old vinyls.
Yeah, well, I buy vinyl. I buy like real books and like books
first
for my
copies
phone.
Of books and
I do buy first editions and just like boring things like I'm like, oh, I have this print, I'm gonna get it framed, like that's how I spend
could
money,
you verify so. This for me real quick, speaking of books, because your mother was a writer and is it true that she made you proofread her thesis paper when she was finishing up school when you were like 12?
Well, I was 14. She didn't make me, she was just like, do you want to do this, because I have always proofread everyone's work
right.
who I know. I find it really fun. And I, you know, obviously I'm so into perfect sentences and like why this one word should be used instead of this word. And it's something that a lot of people can't quite figure out, but I can for
right.
some reason. And so I was like, I'll do it, you know. And I took her through that process.
That
she got an A plus.
Does it translate to like Facebook where you want to correct everybody?
You're like, kinda.
It does. Now, I was going to do a parody song to your song, Royals, to squirrels,
because
I love squirrels.
I love squirrels, too, and they don't have squirrels in New Zealand, and every time we see them here, me and my mom stop, like, get our phones out, just take so many photos, like, flip the camera around and try and do, like, squirrel selfies.
Oh, do come to my house. I have a feeder, and I set up this board where
no
they can
one
walk
here
up
even looks at them. Everyone's like, yeah, it's just like,
no, he's obsessed with squirrels. He's like,
amazing.
They do stuff all day. I'm like, yeah.
Bro,
I'm entranced. I love this.
I don't know if you know this, Lord. I might blow your mind right here. Did you know that they dig fake holes so that the other squirrels don't know where they hide their real nuts?
Are you serious?
Yeah, they fake burrow.
They fake. You watch this in your garden, don't you?
I studied them a little bit. So if you ever want to come to my house and touch squirrels, that's,
well, cool.
That sounds really creepy.
Well, I figure she's
you're
never
a little weird, isn't it?
And I think she's too young.
No, that's fine. It's just touching squirrels.
I love squirrels. I will definitely take you up on that.
Never touched one, right?
I think one actually touched me. I was sitting in the park and there were some particularly like intrusive squirrels
yeah.
and they were like getting all up in my food and stuff. And I was
do
like, okay, this is kind of scary.
Squirrel Instagram accounts, JC?
No, I keep it chill.
Because I know you say that your mom, when you had to take away your phone at night because you love Facebook and Instagram so much.
Yeah. I mean, she's like, she doesn't do that so much because now I'm just really good at being like, okay, I need to sleep or I'm going to be exhausted on stage tomorrow night.
I know. I was just kind of insta-stalking you. That's what's so weird these
you
days. Before we,
me?
Cool. Yeah, because I love going through who other people are following, but that's what's kind of so absurd about Instagram is you can see, you know what I mean? Like I can just
and
go
there's
through and
always
see who
like
you're
those
following.
People who you're like, I don't want to follow you, but I will stalk you every day.
Yeah,
right.
Just
so
like, don't, you know, like.
So there's people you stalk, Lord. We're talking to Lord backstage. And she's letting us know that she stalks people on Instagram. Who do you
I'm
stalk?
Not disclosing who I stalk.
Well, it's probably people that we don't know, right?
No, you definitely know.
Oh, we know. It's celebrities?
I'm not telling you who I stalked on Instagram.
Would it be maybe Justin Timberlake? Is that one of them?
Does he even have Instagram?
I don't think I've sure seen. He does.
I don't know if he runs it. JT, but I don't know if I've seen his Instagram.
And you know, this is what really pumped me up because you know, I know that your Royal song, which you say you wish was no longer on the radio. Maybe you're just tired of it.
Yeah. I did not say that. I meant like it would be good to give people a break from my music because I feel like, you know, people have just been saturated with that song recently. Right. I'm still super grateful anytime it's on the radio.
Of course. But, oh, how rude is
Jenna,
that?
Jenna, who's calling you?
Well, I told someone I was interviewing Lorde and they were like really excited about it.
Is it your pastor?
Anyways. No, what I wanted to... different kind.
Okay, about that.
Anyways. And you are also one to speak your mind. Is that something that's been kind of... Did you expect that kind of backlash and things being taken out of context when you're just freely, you know, being yourself and voicing your opinions?
It's probably more
about
the out of the context that gets to you.
Yeah. I mean, I think I was pretty naive about it in the beginning. I was just kind of, pop culture was really interesting to me, so I would just kind of talk about it freely, you know, and now I have kind of learned to, if there are headlines about me, I would rather it be about my work or about, you know, something like the tour.
Not about what you said about somebody else.
No.
Unless
and
it's
like,
nice about
and it's always like me saying something and then later I'm like, that's so not what I meant. Like I, that right. came out of my mouth all wrong. It's like, you know, it's
well,
crazy.
Let me not ask this Miley Cyrus question then.
Oh, no.
I'm just kidding.
Hey, I like Miley. I think
Scratch
Miley's
the
rad.
Questions.
She's rad.
Lorde, I know you have a show to do. You were the first woman in history to sell 1 million copies of her debut album. Did you know that?
I don't know if that's true.
That is true, because that's not on Billboard. You are the first woman to sell 1 million copies with her debut album.
Okay, I feel like that's not true, but thank you.
No, it is
true. Adele sold 1 million copies.
It is dang true.
Taylor definitely did.
I don't know. Yeah.
Katy Perry.
Well, she was a girl then.
Rihanna might have.
Rihanna,
no, Katy Perry, I don't think did it.
I want to have his back,
but
I'm like,
I'm
not sure about
that fact. And if I am wrong, then I just want to pay you a compliment because you're really good.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
pay her $1 million.
A million copies sold.
Thank you so much.
Your next single out is...
right now... It's,
no, you're about to release
no,
a new
the
oh,
the
one,
one
that's
team.
About to come out is Glory and Gore.
History Channel season, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And you have a song on Hunger Games soundtrack.
Yeah.
You're going to finish off the tour, go back in studio, and give us some more of your goodness?
I hope so.
And then come back to my house, and we'll look
and
at
we'll
squirrels.
And we'll pit some squirrels.
Yes.
Watch
and
them
and she'll be 18
burrow.
By then, so it'll totally
that's not
work.
About that.
Right?
It's fine.
This is weird. This is weird.
I'm married with kids. Lord, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank
we wish you,
you
the best
thank
of luck.
You.
You're
thank
so
you
cool
much.
Down
good
earth.
Luck on tour. Aww. Get some cowboy boots.
Okay.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast, a condensed version of the show. Kid Craddock in the Morning.